We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 55. I'm one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can follow me at Donald J. Trump. All my good things. You can follow me on Twitter at Kovalik317. To my right, we have
Josh Patton. I am on Twitter at Patton underscore Josh. Moving right along.
I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy. I don't know when I'll be doing anything on social media anytime soon.
And together we are boys.
We are three Sandy boys.
You can go to our website, www.normallynormal.com. I know we just said we're three Sandy boys. We're so sorry. It's not sandyboys.com.
Normallynormal.com/sandyboys.
Yeah, you can look into that. Follow us on Twitter at normally_norm. You can basically, every time you follow us, whenever one of our podcasts goes up, a minute, there's a tweet about it. I'm really glad that happened this week. We were just talking about that. Apparently it didn't. I'm sorry. We'll figure that out. Then also you can email us about how great this episode is, because we're going to talk about some stuff.
Yeah,
this
is going to be a good one.
At normallynormalcrew@gmail.com or DonaldJTrump@yahoo.com. Feel free. Email either of those. So, Brian, welcome back. You were filming again.
Yeah.
You're a woke boy.
Yeah, I was being a woke boy again. In addition to being a Sandy boy, I'm also a woke boy.
Let me also tell you that I have probably not seen you in person in a while, which is super sad.
Oh, yeah, it has been a little bit, I guess.
But also, I watched Woke Boy, and I love it.
Thank you so
I
much.
I love it. I love Chad's hair. I love your singing.
Oh, God, Chad's hair is amazing.
Everything about it is fantastic, and I'm waiting for the next one.
We actually sang on that, for real. Most of it was Chad and I sang, too. Pretty great.
You did a great job.
Thank you, man. Thanks very much. I think it had, apparently, like, the marketing by the people who put it out was really terrible, so it didn't reach nearly as many, people and stuff as it should have.
Do you know who it did reach?
But I'm happy with it. I think it's really funny.
It reached me.
It did reach
me. And I liked it, and I'm your friend, and my opinion matters.
Absolutely.
End of podcast.
100%. We gotta go.
And we were not kidding, folks. We have to go. So let's go ahead and
let's check out Woke Boys. I guess I'll plug that.
Please,
one. I haven't watched it yet.
While you're here,
WokeBoys.com. Just go to that's not a website. Woke Sandyboys. Go to YouTube and search for the station by Maker Studios and watch some funny stuff. I mean, another Woke Boys coming out at some point, and a couple other shorts with bands.
This is a quick little excerpt. We'll pop in here. Excerpt. I don't know why I said excerpt. But we're going to go ahead and I'll just EpiPen. This is my, I'm going to take a quick EpiPen. Yeah. This is my impression of Brian as a woke boy. Damn it, I'm
Greedos. Interesting interpretation.
I haven't watched it. I'm just kidding.
What's great about art is it can mean anything to anyone.
Yeah. So when you're singing about feminism, to me, I just hear, ooh, those
Greedos. That's insane. thank you for the kind words.
It was really good. So welcome back, we missed you.
I missed you. I always hate to miss an episode, and I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad that last week, even though we weren't able to record, you put together a nice little Chicago episode for the listeners.
Yep, for the kind of more of a, it was a celebration moment, so we should have put that up because the Chicago Cubs had just won the World Baseball tournament.
WBT.
But we'll get to that. Let's go ahead and just jump right into the elephant in the room. Hello, elephant. Nobody? Yeah.
And the donkey that's not in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
There we go.
See what I did there?
I did see what you did there.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Bones across the table for that one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about it.
Today's November 9th.
Today is November 9th as we're recording this. Yes, that, I guess, should be said and stated. And then immediately forgotten, and maybe the day shouldn't even exist. Yeah. Maybe I'm okay with no November 9th, 10th, 11th, and so onward.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump is president of these United States of America. And by united, I feel like we can go ahead and just say Nah.
The
U of the U part of the USA.
So let's
be more incorrect.
So, SA.
So let's. I don't know, Brian. I know what Josh did, so we'll get to Josh in a moment. Brian, what did you do last night? How did you watch the coverage? What were your thoughts?
I was working last night. I was bartending.
Oh, that must have been rough.
And you know, I went into the night knowing work wise it was going to be slow. You know, whatever. But we'd have coverage on, and you know, people that were there would be interested to watch. It'd be good people to watch with. And unfortunately, I think like a lot of people, I wasn't very afraid that this would happen.
For sure.
So I didn't really have any. My night was going to be fine.
Yeah, there's no prep for the other side, because it's like, oh, cool. America's going to get this shit together.
I felt very comfortable. Like, I thought I was just going to watch things go the way I hoped they would.
Yeah,
it wouldn't really be a hiccup in any of that.
Right. Yeah, no, it is unbelievable. So that made it a very interesting night. And then, you know, it was still, by the time I was leaving, I don't know what time I left, 10, 11 o'clock. I mean, it was pretty official, but, you know, I had gotten home and started watching with Chad. And that is when it, you know, when Clinton called him to concede and stuff like that's when it really, I was at home watching with him when it actually, you know, kind of got very true and real. So it was very hard to watch and accept as truth.
Yeah, especially because I basically, after it was like 109 to 144 or something, and it was pretty clear that it was starting to swing Trump's way, I was comfortable with stopping to watch, but like still pay attention on my phone.
Yeah.
And then when it was, you know, like 144 to, you know, his two, you know, he was right there. It was a 265. I was just like, all right, I can't anymore. Like,
yeah, I got now, that's what sucked, I think, actually, about being at work, is that if I was at home, I would have stopped watching. But at work, where I work, it was just on.
Yeah.
And the sound was on, and people, you know, I was forced to watch it. And what is so maddening about that is that it's such a, the networks that make it such a show.
Yeah, that's, you know, the thing.
It's not just here's what's happening. It's with the graphics, and it's like such a production and so much drama, and they're putting up these graphics all the time of like where they were selecting the states.
Yep.
If they went Trump's way or if they went Hillary's way. So there was times when I would look up at the screen and just see this, to me, very, very dramatic image. When it was way too early to call still, Trump, you know, the road to victory, Trump 270, whatever, Hillary 20, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
The fact that they were even putting that up for people to see was, I thought, was just insane.
Yeah. And like Pennsylvania, they saved to like one of the last states where it's like, well, I mean, their poll closed so early. So it's like, you know, they're holding on those numbers to make it more dramatic. It's a show. It's a
big fucking game and show. It's already insane enough. We don't need to have that happening.
Yeah.
And so that sucked. I would have stopped watching.
Yeah. So when I saw all that, and I was just like, nah, like I'm happy to go somewhere. And I went out. I'm just like, nah, just try to forget it. But like, obviously, like you said, it's on all TVs. Right. We went to 4100 Bar last night.
Did they
for
even have TVs?
No. So that was kind of nice. But at the same time, you know, then everyone's just staring at their phones because it's like, okay, this is happening. Yeah. This is,
it's a weird night to be out in public.
It was a very somber evening.
Yeah.
Going out to the bar, it was not a celebratory thing.
Right.
We went when it was pretty much sure thing was going to be over.
Yeah.
Unless a miracle happened. And so, like, everyone at the bar, like, just the mood was just real weird. People were not really enjoying the
Especially in. And that was you. And we live, like, in California.
Well, right. Yeah.
Where.
Isn't that crazy? Just imagine the people going mad.
Yeah.
All these fucking states that voted for him.
Yeah.
Just out of their minds.
That's one thing I'm
ignorant and excitement.
At least we're in a state where, you know, everyone was feeling how we felt.
Yeah.
People like, you know, my brother who voted for Hillary, but, you know, is in a state that, you know, voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Like, you know, being surrounded by people who are happy right now, it's gotta be awesome.
It's gotta be real weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't, I need to figure out a way to positively release some frustration, because I feel like I would be out of control if, you know, a big group of fucking Trump supporters, like today, you know, walked past me.
Yeah.
I just feel like I would go crazy.
Especially, man, like, that would be real crazy to have a group of Trump supporters today, because I have I've never seen one in California.
Shara and a couple of her friends were at the parlor last night.
Okay.
Just right down the street from Bledsoe's. They were watching the election results there for whatever reason, and they said that they had to leave because there was this huge group of Trump supporters that were just like driving them insane. So like they're real, and they're even in places like Los Angeles,
which, like, they're now confident to be out in public and vocally say that they hadn't really seen that until. I was like, oh, he's actually going to win. Now people are like coming out of the closet, oh, yeah, I love Trump.
But also, too, it's a silent majority that even the, you know, the TV personalities, let's call them that, were just like, where is this coming from? Well, it's like the people that aren't saying anything. It's like they really feel.
That was such an interesting aspect. Yeah. All the polls were wrong. Everything leading up to this made it.
Because, when you.
Hillary had it, no problem.
When you call somebody and they're like, oh, I'm voting Hillary. Oh, I'm voting Trump. But there's that silent majority that. Are, let's just say, unfortunately, like, racist. I think Todd said it. I just read something while I was in my room, and Todd just laid it all out. Todd Kreisman, a friend of ours, said, I would love to read the whole thing, but it's very long. It's beautiful. It's just basically like, yo, we need to start thinking as a people to get out of this, is how he sums it all up. But it's like, we're lucky. We're three white guys.
Just listen to our theme song.
Yeah, three young white dudes. But we're three young white guys. If you were black, Hispanic, like Muslim, what are you thinking right now? Because you are those things, but most importantly, you're American. Like, what are you thinking right now? Like, your family, if you're Muslim, obviously Donald Trump said a lot of things to get elected, and a lot of presidents can't do what they say. And in this case, thank God. Because no, you can't kick every Muslim out of the country, because first off, that'll never be allowed.
Thankfully, a lot of the stuff he said can't actually come to life. But it doesn't lessen.
But it got him elected. Unfortunately. And it got him elected. And that's the craziest thing, is that there's people that in this country, it seems like, you know, maybe 49% to 48% believe in that. But that was enough to get him elected. And that's frightening. And I think that's the thing that scares me and bothers me the most, is like, now I could turn and look at a friend. It's like, what, how? Like, maybe in California, no, but when I go home to Virginia, it's like, I got some talking to do, with some friends. It's like, what, why? Like, I would love to sit them down and just ask why.
I think a lot of the answer that you're going to get, while there are a lot of people who sadly are just racist, there's a shitload of people that voted for Donald Trump just because they hate Hillary. Uh-huh. They've been trained wrongly to have some enormous hate towards her.
Yeah.
And they just are anti-establishment. They just hate the government. So a lot of it is Trump is, I love Trump. He's white. I'm white. Go white people. And a lot of it is just, I would take anything over what Hillary and the Democratic Party has to offer, which is insane.
Yeah.
That's what my, I had a post where I finally kind of summed up kind of how I was feeling. Was like, it wasn't like they were necessarily pro Trump. They were just not anti-Hillary.
Some of them, sadly, yes.
Yeah, for sure. But like, I think most people they weren't like voting for someone to win. They were voting to make sure someone else didn't win.
Right. Oh, you mentioned that with the Cubs thing.
Yeah. And so it's like that's not necessarily, like, if there was someone else who was...
Isn't that crazy to be so blinded by that you don't realize that you just voted this person in?
Yeah, like, not all change is good change. Like,
man, it's so... I just can't wrap my head around
it. I would have voted for the anti-establishment if it was Bernie Sanders. Like, that would have been the anti-establishment that is also good anti-establishment.
No, I wonder what would have... It's so interesting to think about what would have happened if it was him. If it was the two of them. Who knows?
Like, it's also so crazy to me that these people, like you said, a lot of them may be voting, because they want some sort of a change, but it's not, it's very sad.
And then there's the people who are smart, like arguably smart people that are voted for him just because of what else it meant for the government for the next 4 years, just to have a Republican in, to have a Republican-led House and Senate.
Yep.
So I'm sure that there are people that know that when they fucking voted for him, it was like, obviously you wouldn't vote for somebody like that. But it has to do with the next 4 years of the whole government and what's going to be able to be changed and passed and overturned and stuff, because
that's
all Republican.
And that's frightening now, too. Like, for me to have health insurance, I need the Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare. I need that. Like, I need that government subsidy because I can't pay $350 a month for health insurance. And that's one of the things they might want to overturn. There's the scary thing is, like, Trump, Pence, they're all, anti-gay. What about all these marriages? Like, that's something that they can vote to turn away. And like you said, we now have Senate, House, and Trump as Republicans. And he's going to have at least one Supreme Court judge to choose. Mm-hmm. That is frightening. Because Scalia, you know, obviously rests in police, but he was an awful human being. We had a chance that, like, Hillary would walk in and we'd get somebody else in there that had at least some decent morals as a human. And now that's gone. it's one of those things where it kind of feels like numb right now, but it's also at the same time like, oh God, like being this far away from that area, it's like, I can't even think of how I would have, like, what could have made me vote Trump. And then going home, I saw Trump signs. I saw like those signs. I'm just like, what? It's such a different world, man. And we are a very huge country. And like, I think Josh said the DSA, we're also a very divided at this point. And I think especially today, because that's scary stuff, man. Josh, what did, you were very sad last night.
Yeah, I was in a bad mood. I was mad.
Yeah.
I just did not feel like doing anything remotely celebratory, even as like a distraction. I didn't really want to be distracted by it. I wanted to, focus on what the hell we just did as a country. And so I just, we were hanging out with some friends. I just wasn't in the mood to be around people that, in a time of, when people were having fun and doing stuff, I was just like, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. And so I just decided to go home and, I'm still not. Still hasn't fully sunk in. It's kind of like when the Cubs won the World Series. It didn't sink in for a few days. Of happiness. Is this still a dream? Did this really just happen? And now I'm feeling like that way, but on the opposite end. Did this really just happen? We just put our country in the hands of a man who's bragged about using those hands to sexually assault women. I'm just dumbfounded.
That tape did nothing. That tape didn't even hurt him, of him actually saying that. If somebody had a tweet or something, it hurt Billy Bush more than the president. How did that work?
Right.
He got suspended, and now we have a president who has a pending child rape trial ahead of him. So that's a thing we just voted on.
See, it's just so much bigger picture. Can't say it enough. The fact that this person is president means that so much is been wrong with the people of the country for so long.
Yeah.
And that's never getting, nobody's ever solving that problem. I don't know how to do that, but it's so much bigger than just him being the president.
And you, Brian, have been overseas a lot. So you know what the world thinks of America, being overseas. That's frightening as well, because they're laughing at us right now.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like but this only is icing.
Yeah, icing on the worst fucking cake possible.
Who possibly could we have put in this place who's worst?
Yeah.
So I put on Reddit today an old music video from Rage Against the Machine, and about the anti-establishment, all that stuff like that, and one of the people in the crowd was holding up a poster that said Donald Trump for president.
Really?
2000. Yeah. An old video, but even back then,
weird. Wasn't he the president on a Simpsons episode too or something?
Yeah.
There's all these
there's a thing where it's that was satire. That was supposed to be so ridiculous. That was supposed to be that's insane. We can't let this kind of stuff happen. And now we just did it for real. And it just has not sunk in yet.
Money and power can do a lot of things in this country, and that's one thing that I loved about Bernie, is he was trying to change.
Yeah, yeah.
Because money and power in this country can take you from your daddy giving you millions of dollars to start your empire, starting that empire, being a TV star, and then becoming president. With enough money, you can do a lot of things in this country, and that sucks.
And isn't it crazy?
And that's sad.
Poor people somehow are that guy understands me.
Yeah.
That's also just so out of this world. It just makes no sense. There's so many people who are undereducated and misinformed that are so easy to control.
Yep. That's so a big thing ridiculous. Too, is that they were almost that he's just completely playing them for a fiddle, because he's not going to he's going to do things that are going to help his empire. He's now is in the ultimate position to make things.
And he's got the support of the government. Most of the government too.
Yeah. For his business, he can be oh cool, I want some more tax breaks this year. Guess what? I'm president now. Cause he's still gonna run Trump into, he's not gonna just give that away. He can still run that. And the crazy thing is now, Trump Tower is also gonna be guarded by a Secret Service. cause he's the president. What? done. We done. Fucked up. Faux show. Yeah, I was in the other mindset, man. I was just kind of like, don't even think about it until tomorrow. And now I'm thinking about it, and now I'm just going to, when we're done with this, I'm just going to walk in my room. I'm going to watch his concession speech. We were just saying, even off air, like, the one thing about him, he's so bad. He's such a bad speaker because he just...
acceptance speech, you mean?
Well, yeah, like, well, when his concession, like, from Clinton, I want to see what she had to say, and I want to see, yeah, sorry. And then I want to hear his acceptance speech because that's like, I want to hear what he has to say the minute
he realized.
So you
didn't listen to the seventh speech yet?
No, I have not.
It was actually very well written and very non-Trumpy.
Okay.
If
Trumpy
said,
has to be a word.
If you put the words that he said into a normal person's mouth, it was very just like bland and general and like the words were actually.
So his writer was.
Yeah.
And that might have to be.
So that's interesting.
That might have to be the case now because now he has to be presidential.
Right, it was like very immediately like, oh, this is how you're going to speak now that you are the president, and you've used all the shit, fear bullshit to get where you are. We'll see. And then Clinton's speech and Obama's speech were both, to me, super frustrating.
Yeah.
Because they were just very correct in how they were speaking, and this is what I do.
Obama is a fantastic speaker.
This is what I do as the president. Like, they were both so just accepting of it, and which I understand. I think it's just more of a way to try to not let people go crazy, like the general public lose their minds. But I think it was so hurtful in a way too, because everybody who a lot of, you know, the Democrats love are just sort of taking it and eating it instead of, I wonder, like, what if these people. And just last night, even watching TV, as Rachel Maddow and Anderson Cooper and these people saw this happen, like, nobody lost their shit.
Yeah.
Which seems crazy.
Oh, they probably did. They're probably having the same conversation, but for them, they have to be the face of that, and they can't do it.
Like, this seems like a time where that could maybe be over.
Yeah.
This, I think, is a big enough mistake that people who we look up to should maybe be like, we have to do something. This is insane.
Yeah, like, I know that, like, they're for their jobs, they have to, you know, maintain a neutral position because, you know, they can't be, persuading voters and stuff, but now the decision's already made, so it's like, we can, now it would be okay to show, like, what your actual thoughts and opinions are on this now that it's said and done, like, some kind of human reaction would be nice.
Yes, a real human reaction from these people would be nice, instead of, this is what I'm supposed to do. If not this, what? Like, what will make people on a large scale who are very influential, like Obama and Hillary, what would make them say, like, holy shit?
Yeah, I think...
if not this.
Because Obama and Hillary both had fantastic speeches in Pennsylvania the night before. Like, I was just watching them, I think, like, Facebook Live or something. But Obama is just such a good speaker, and I think he eventually says what he is thinking. And when he is no longer president come January...
right.
He is going to absolutely say something.
Right, maybe he will, but I just feel like that's too late.
And also, even if he doesn't say it, yeah, for sure, but even if he doesn't even say it out loud, he's going to say it standing right next to him when there's five living presidents, and now Donald J. Trump has to stand next to, like, George Bush, W., Jimmy Carter. Like, that's Clinton. Like, that's insane that Donald Trump gets to sit next to those people. And that's,
yep.
And he gets to live in the ultimate house. He has the president's paycheck. Like, what is he going to do? Like, Obama aged so much in 8 years because he was working his ass off. Like, what is Trump's president going to look like?
Huh.
What is that going to be when they call him to the war room at 3 a.m. because, a drone strike hit, like, civilians? Like, what is he to be? Obviously, we'll never see that kind of stuff, but, like, what is he going to do? Like, it's almost laugh it off. Like, it's going to be real weird. Especially like with the military encounters and stuff like that. That's frightening to have him as the commander in chief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dealing with any type of foreign affairs.
Yeah. Like,
our representative.
Yeah, like, obviously, a good president becomes a great president by putting great people around him. So, what is awful.
That is one of the things he's said, throughout his campaign, that he does obviously lack all the political experience that everyone else had. But, one thing he said is he was going to surround us up by people who have a ton of experience, but the thing is, like, they're good or bad people.
Yeah, they'll be experienced, but that doesn't mean they're going to be, looking out for the average person.
For sure.
Sadly.
Or the minority person. Cubs, huh?
Cubs, huh? Yeah, we pretty somber on this.
Cubs Trump overlap. Cubs star pitcher Jake Arrieta tweeted like a very racist, terrible thing.
Oh
yeah, what's our buddy's name? McGowan, Brendan McGowan. He posted it.
Oh yeah, saying like someone was a Nazi or whatever.
Yeah, he called him. Brendan called him a Nazi because he has this post about basically about like Mexicans like packing their bags and beating it, and he'll help you pack.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Who is this?
Jake Arrieta. He's like the
he pitched first twice. Or second
best pitcher probably on the Cubs. The big beard.
Oh jeez,
pretty crazy.
Pack your bags.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'll
help you pack. Beat it.
Off.
Oof. Crazy town. People are crazy. We're crazy people.
We are a country full of so many like different ethnicities and cultures and ideas. It's so crazy to me that a portion of the country can choose who's president. And that's kind of what happened. that a lower right-hand portion of the country can decide initially who is going to be president. And it's up to the rest of the country to be like, no. Like basically to play defense. And that super sucks.
It's a real crazy thing. I don't know if we'll see anything crazier than this, man.
And I feel, and I feel real bad for Obama when he has to shake his hand and pass along the presidency to Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, I just don't like, what if he doesn't? Like, how about don't do that?
Just like, fuck it. Yeah.
Like, we have to, don't we have to like stick to our words and, our values and what we're thinking? Like, what have we said at all of these people about this man up until now? And now it's just like, well, he won, so congratulations and we welcome you.
There's been a lot of
the fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of bad presidents, and they are still allowed to serve for their 4 years.
Yeah, but you can't tell me that this isn't different. I know that there's been maybe bad policies.
Yeah,
bad, you know.
Oh, it's for sure different.
This is so different.
Yeah, it's for sure different. And it's the most important, like I was saying yesterday too, I think another reason why I was just let it all go, just like, let's just hang out and drink and have a good time, was...
I want to be drunk and high all the time.
Yeah. Well,
and that's my fault. It's my personal
fault. In California now, you can. I mean, we did legalize marijuana. And porn stars don't have to use condoms if they don't want to. So that's great good. Job, guys. So we got those two things going for us.
But if something does happen, and like, you know, someone gets pregnant from a porn shoot, no more Planned Parenthood to help them out. It's
gonna be a lot of no mores.
Yeah. That's,
You know what also is so crazy is that as sad and mad as this makes a lot of people, more people have been sad and mad the past 8 years that Obama's been the president.
Yeah. Like just there's like.
There's people who just can't understand how he was the president. Can't. They believe truly in their hearts that he's just been ruining America.
Yeah.
The economy's gotten so much better.
Right, it's all just this, like, blind, like, everybody's dumb. The majority of people are dumb.
Yeah.
And it's, but, like, we have to respect the voting process and system. I get it, but is that how we want to run the country? It just seems, it's, like, more than just a disagreement. It's not like it's my opinion, our opinion versus these other people's opinions. There's just facts that are being... There's just facts that are being ignored, and now Donald Trump's president.
Yep.
I think something bad needs to happen.
Ooh.
Needs to roll over and accept this would be like such a huge mistake, I think. I don't know.
I'm just saying I don't know what you meant by that, but I think I know what you meant by that. Just don't say it out loud. Because his agents will hear you.
Really what I would like it to be is non-human induced. Like I feel like it would be great if the comet would just blow over.
Oh, okay. You're talking about not like a bullet. No, okay.
Like aliens.
Or aliens, yeah. Right now, if aliens came, landed on this planet, and...
Take me to your leader. Everyone, there he is.
Oh,
get him.
Get him. Take him.
Take me to your... Or no, I would say do not meet, introduce him to our leader.
Just take me and let's go.
Yeah. Actually, hey, I'm the leader. Let's go.
Can I take you to our former leader?
Yeah. Do not talk to him. Do not talk to him. Yeah, that would be a very frightening time for aliens to come and find us now and be like, what the fuck?
It's funny to think of like aliens laughing right now at us.
Who clearly knows?
Other parts of the world are. What if it is?
Ooh, nice alien laugh, Josh.
Planets losing their minds. Yeah, no, I don't think actual. I mean, would it be okay if somebody killed them? Probably. But hate is never the answer. I do agree with that.
For sure.
But I just feel like it could. Like, we've been around for a long time as a species. Like, it could just be time for it to be over.
But yeah, I was actually thinking about that last night. Like, this is something, like, it's like a bad thing that's happening.
it's making good people so mad.
Right, right.
Would they do something bad out of it? I was like, this is like a test of everyone's mettle. Like,
it's crazy.
Did last night create some villains?
That's what it makes me feel like.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just trying to think, like, what would Batman do? Batman deals with corrupt politics all the time.
Yeah, what would Batman do?
And,
yeah, there's definitely a Harvey Dent somewhere that was last night, like, nah, Hillary's going to win. We've got this. And then him watching it literally turned his...
How many good people snapped and turned into bad people?
Yeah.
Right, that's what I feel like. I feel like if I was at the batting cages hitting a baseball and some dude next to me was, like, talking pro-Trump, I might...
Take that baseball bat.
I might hit him in the fucking head with a baseball. Like, not be able to control myself angry. That's crazy to think that.
Yeah.
Some things could do that to me.
Just keep your motorcycle helmet on at all times. So, like, you can't hear...
Man, riding home from work last night, I was like, I'm just going to go 90 fucking miles an hour. And see what happens. It's just, like, so crazy.
Man, especially working where you work, too. I can only imagine, like, the people that were coming in. Because, you know, you're basically in West Hollywood. So it's just, like, watching it there, watching it anywhere. It's just, like, the reactions of, like, very pro-Hillary. And just being like, what fuck is happening?
Is there just going to be, like, tons of shit happening, like, in the next few days? Of just, like, reports of just... fucking murders and fights and like just terrible
fights for
shit.
Sure. Fights for sure. I'm on board with hearing like not hearing about those, but like starting some maybe. Sure, let's go. Let's go to where the Trumps? Where they're in California? Not really. Let's just go to Virginia and beat up my like weird friends, my weird high school friends.
My weird high school.
Yeah, that's the thing. That all Facebook today is like long comment threads. People get into arguments with like people they don't know and friends of friends stuff like that. And yeah,
Chad's real upset because his, you know, his whole fucking family and everything are all Trump supporters.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I discussed that last night. Like, you know, both of our moms voted for Trump, and you know,
my mom didn't vote
at all. Yeah. And
that I know of. I'm not sure what she did
because
Fairfax County went blue, but it's like. Yeah, still, based on conversations we've had, there's a very good chance.
Yeah.
And that's
really crazy, man.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to come home to Virginia with me and go get in fights, it'd be very easily. It'd be very...
But don't do it.
It'd be very easy. Well...
Don't punch our moms.
I'm not talking about fighting my mom.
I know, I'm saying
people
who are going to other red states to fight.
Like those two people that commented on like my Facebook, and I, instead of saying... anything else, obviously, we all commented back. Instead of saying anything else combative, I just say, well said.
Well said.
Well said.
I appreciate that I joined that.
Yes, thank you. Neither do I. The first guy I didn't know, second guy I did know, he went to high school with my sister. And, like, just the dumb stuff. I made a joke about, like, Hillary doing a great speech. And, yes, I know that, like, Donald Trump was also giving a speech. But I thought it'd be funny to say he's probably in a strip club doing drugs off butts. He's like, no, he did speed, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, and then you see who likes that, and it's like, no, you too? Come on. So I just say, well said, and I move on with my life.
Awesome. Yeah, one of my favorites was that you just had some general post about, like, you didn't even say what side you're on at one point. You were just saying, like, you're like, this is a preemptive tweet, so I could delete it after the celebration. Oh, and this is before, like, any of the polls are closed.
Yeah.
You just, like, sent this out. So not saying which side... or the other you were in host for, and then someone's response was just, check yourself into the nut house while you're at it. Like, they didn't even know what side you were on. That was my favorite.
Check yourself into the nut house.
So what that follows with, oh, well said.
Was it? My favorite. They don't even know what side
you're on. Yeah, if you see me...
Go to the nut house.
If you see me writing well said, it probably means I think that person is a total fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Well said.
Well said.
Well said. You know what? Well said.
Yeah,
well
trusted.
Bones are also dope. If you're going to say it, you got to do it. Let's talk about something else.
Very limpy bones lately.
Hey, dude, that's the best kind of bones,
lazy,
man.
Lazy bones.
Lazy bones.
Best kind of bones. Brian, why don't you go ahead and pop that other beer? Let's talk about some more celebratory things.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about...
Nothing good has happened.
Well, before we're going to talk, we briefly had mentioned, other than Jake Arrieta, we had mentioned that the Cubs won the World Series.
A good picture. That's a real shame.
Yeah. It's in the bottom right. Open up that stone, baby. Pour yourself some. Get me one. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump's America. All you do, drink and smoke. Cause you don't, you want to forget, baby.
Drink and smoke and snorting.
I love that picked up the majority of that. Yeah. Right. So while Brian's getting a beer, Josh.
Yeah, buddy.
What did you do for the World Series? And also, this is kind of going to be a portion of Sports Corner.
Yeah, big old Sports Corner.
It's going to be a big old Sports Corner. But let's start with, I would say, the least sports fan we have.
Yeah, this was the most emotional and excited I've ever been for a sport thing in my life. And I think it's just from living in Chicago, living two blocks away from Wrigley Field, having so many friends who have been lifelong diehard fans, and the fact that, you know, they're the biggest underdog, they've won in over 100 years. Like, there's just a lot of intense emotions, a lot of things riding on this, a lot of importance on... I thought you were cheering.
Almost poured it right on the table.
I thought we were just cheering. A lot of, you know, a lot of stuff going, you know, and matters of importance on this, and so I was, you know, super invested in it, and was like, my heart was pounding, and it was like the most intense game ever.
Watching, when Josh and I were wandering, I got the chance to watch a game with him, and even then, he would stop for like 5 minutes and watch. I think it was like game 3 or 4 or something. It was the NLCS with the Dodgers. It was like their last game before they went to the World Series, and he was just like just staring. I'm like, I've never seen you do this.
Yeah, like clapping. And I watched one of the games by myself, one of the World Series games here by myself, and was clapping by myself.
Do you think that you'll watch?
Well said.
Do you think that you'll watch baseball more next year?
Maybe. I mean, I think that's one of the problems is like there are so many games. So like the other games, none of the games, like, you know, leading up to that point will have that level of like impact.
Right.
Like if they lose, it doesn't really mean as much at all. So like the stakes are so much lower. So I definitely won't be as invested. I definitely have more of like an appreciation for it. Like in watching it, I might be a little more interested if I'm like somewhere where it's on.
What's good is the Cubs are going to be really good again next year. So
that's good.
They'll probably get back to where they were.
So what I wanted to do for the Chicago episode, I kind of got to do because I talked in the beginning, but what did, just like, in however many words you want to put it in, what does the Cubs winning the World Series mean to you, Josh?
To me, I just think it's awesome to get to witness something that no living person has ever seen before. You know, that no one has seen that. It hasn't happened in anyone's lifetime that's currently alive.
Yep.
And so that just something that historic and monumental, just to be able to witness that, and say you, well, not was there, but to say you watched it is really awesome. And so it was just a huge first. And, you know, I got choked up more than once, like the next day watching videos of like 9-year-old Cubs fans who had never seen that happen in their whole lives, finally getting to see it, and all of their reactions got me super emotional. I was like crying, watching, like, I feed off the emotion of it. And I think that's what, why I was so invested in like the playoffs and the World Series and stuff, because the emotions were so high. That's why, like, you know, next season, you know, mid season stuff, I'm probably not gonna care because like the emotion aspect isn't gonna be there yet, and because it's just like, oh, you know, we still got a lot of games ahead of us, so like, you know, stakes are low.
And that's,
I feed off that, and I'm, you know, I can put myself in their shoes, and, you know, seeing them so excited they can't even. I mean, the fans.
Oh,
how much they want it, you know, I can feed off of that, and so then I want it for them too, and for myself.
It was not even a full week ago today. They won last Wednesday at, you know, whatever time it was, late here, because it went into extras.
Yeah.
Not even a full week did we get to celebrate before the Earth went to hell.
For the Earth continues.
1 week, Trump.
For the Earth, unfortunately, kept rotating. This is a big one for you, Brian, because obviously, you grew up in Chicago, so I'm going to ask you the same question.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I mean, I made a, I don't know if you saw that stupid post I made, but it was a friend came in to watch one of the games with me at the bar, and he's a huge baseball fan, like his whole life. And he's, we were just talking about everything, of course, and he's asking me these questions that I'm sure if I had posed to him about his team, he would know. And a lot of stuff I didn't know. And I was like, yeah, you know, I guess I don't know. And what I said was, like, while I did grow up in Chicago, except for the Bulls, I was never really a sports fan, just because my parents didn't care and my brothers didn't care, and I didn't grow up playing or anything. So I didn't grow up a Cubs fan or anything. Later in life, when I started like making friends in high school who were sports fans, then I like started to get into it and stuff. So it's not like in my blood as it is with a lot of Chicagoans. And I don't watch every game of the baseball season. I do watch probably at least some part of every Bears game. I watch a ton of Bulls games. You know, those are my
Well, that makes sense. With 16 games in a season, you want to see every single moment.
Yeah,
like Jay Cutler. Like Jay Cutler throwing a football to the back of a receiver's head.
Yeah, that was a good one. But
his head is wide open.
His head, how does his head not catch that?
Yeah.
So I didn't want to like seem like I was, you know, it just doesn't mean that I didn't cry. It doesn't mean as much to me as it does to so many people. But same time, I mean, for the city, and just like you said, nobody alive has seen this happen. It's such a big event for the city that I could not help but be just overtaken with joy for the team and for the city, you know, for the people of the city.
Like in us living in that city that like for even the 4 years, that moment, like and also where we lived, right? A block and a half away from Wrigley Field.
Crazy.
The electricity was just electric. And the fact that like the Sox won and the Sox are on the other side of the city, but it's like, you would always have like Sox fans drive through Wrigley and be like, you guys suck. Yeah. And it's like, they can't say that anymore. Like they're not. They will, but it's like they're World Series fucking champs.
It's amazing.
And I would have to say that if we all still lived at Wilton, if we were all at the Wilton Way, I would kick you out, Brian.
Yeah.
I would kick you out, Josh, of the house for the World Series run.
Yeah.
I would kick myself out.
Yeah.
And we'd rent that fucking place for $9,000 a night.
We'd be rich, man. That'd be awesome.
If that was still the case, that garage would have been rented out for all of the monies.
It's crazy.
Because that, like, just knowing
all of the money.
I wouldn't change anything in my life. But if
you wouldn't change anything in your life, right there. You wouldn't change anything in your life.
I mean, probably not. I love where I am now. Maybe I'm not rich. Maybe I'm not fucking handsome. Maybe I'm not.
You are. You're very rich.
Oh, what? You know, maybe I'm not blonde anymore. There's a lot of things that I would change. Or not change, excuse me. But like, one thing that I would look in my future and be like, wait, the Cubs are going to win the World Series in 2016. I moved to 2010. Maybe I want to keep living here for six more years and then go. That's the only thing. Because to be in that,
we'd be dead. We'd be drinking so much.
Yeah, and that's one thing too. Is somebody asked me the other day. It's like, what do you love so much about Chicago? Like, why did you get it on your arm? You're not from Chicago. Boom, baby. That was a boom, baby, not a bones across the table. Just so everyone knows, we'll
boom,
be very
it's a
clear.
Boom, baby, Dave and I raised our matching tattoos to each other. Not a bones.
Yeah, if you had to hear like a brief pause of absolute silence, that I will probably be cutting out and editing.
I'll do it.
They are holding up their.
I'm editing this week.
What? You did too, though.
Yeah, the last one was the Chicago episode. Doesn't count. Who cares? Why are we talking about this?
Can you get a Chicago tattoo, please? Come on.
So this is
I'm not going
to
give up.
Much like this podcast, this is completely just related to a fucking text thread that we're having.
Oh, yeah.
Amanda and
listeners,
Leslie.
Like
yeah, Amanda. Not, sure. Listeners.
What?
Listeners.
What?
So, Amanda.
What is that?
So Amanda and Leslie and I think Demo said they all want to get like smaller. She said smaller than the boys. And I was like, I'm a boy.
I got a big one. I got a big boy.
Well, let's see if Josh will get in on that. Josh, want to get little girly ones?
Josh, you want to get in?
We need a small little cute one. Maybe they're pink stars.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Uh-huh. I do.
Oh, that would be cool. Little pink stars. We'll get Josh right across his back. So whenever yes, I love it.
I'm into it.
Yeah,
do it. So I don't know.
And then color pink can be anybody's.
Yeah,
color.
And then my other ear behind us would say, "Where's my dragon?
Where's my friggin' dragon?
What a cool tattoo! What does
dude,
it say?
No
someone
dragon.
Like leans in, like look at it, like, oh, what a cool you have. Wait, why does it say, where's my dragon?
And then they're already there, like, oh yeah, where's the dragon?
Also, where's the dragon? So I don't know. For me, it's the Cubs are the living embodiment of my time in Chicago. So it's like when they won, it was I had all these memories like flooding back of like, okay, walking with Josh to the yard, walking back, like going to sports corners,
we spent time
going
in that neighborhood so
every single night, every single night going out, going to Murphy's Bleachers, going to sports corner, walking with Josh to 7-Eleven, getting two hot dogs and cotton candy. We're adults.
Gummy worms. Gummy worms for dinner.
You know, and then going back and like playing video games and shit, sleeping on some wrong person's porch when I lived in Hermitage and not, you know, back on Wilton.
Where you slept on the right porch.
Right, right, right porch. That is true. I did sleep on a goddamn porch so we could all live out here. What else? Never forget. Walking home one night and, sure, having to poop on Southport.
Sometimes you gotta poop, man.
I had to go, and I was like, I'm just gonna tuck away in a corner. Sorry, curves on Southport. I apologize.
Is that the name of the place?
It was the woman's workout place. Yeah, I crapped right in front of the door. Oh, well, not right in front of the door, but in front of the dumpster. I apologize, curves, no, Southport.
Anyone who opens the door just smears it.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Just living there and, you know, just all the memories and the people and, like, all of that came rushing to me, like, when
you're very popular today.
Thank you.
These are all your fellow Trump supporter friends.
I love Trump, bye. God, it's so sad, and it's so crazy.
We make jokes about it, right? Yeah. Is that how we?
I don't know. Either, like you said, we kill them or we make jokes for 4 years.
Right, making jokes.
I was just telling Josh, like, when it wasn't even a possibility. Side note, yesterday when he was a possibility he might win, I was like, oh man, there's gonna be a lot of sketch comedy about this.
Yeah,
and also SNL is to blame. They put his ass on the fucking thing. There's a lot of things to blame for.
Yeah, a lot of people were blaming Jimmy Fallon last night.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to blame. Oh, yeah.
I saw somebody say, fuck you, Jimmy Fallon. I wonder what
that was about. That was Drew Cordick.
Oh, yeah, Drew. There's a lot. Many people on Twitter.
By the way, did you see Drew's Halloween episode? Where he was dressed as a woman?
No.
He's a very pretty woman.
Nice.
Pretty woman.
Yeah.
Walking down the street.
So, and then,
copyright strike.
I do want to throw in real quick for any people who listen to this regularly. Leo and I did make a bet regarding the presidential situation.
I gotta go back and find that somehow.
Leo won, so Leo bet that Trump would become president, which he has.
Okay, and
so
again,
I owe you $100 and a nightlight.
And also, I'm gonna go back and find the bet, and we're gonna play it on a future podcast, so we can all hear it because. I'm clearly, like, joking in the sense of, like, this will never happen.
Right.
Don't.
Which is crazy. You're basically just saying you're going to give Brian $100.
Yeah. I assumed it wasn't going to happen. And also, because he looked at my nightlight, I think, when I had just bought it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go look at my receipts and see when I first bought the nightlight.
Yeah, you're looking at your stash of nightlight receipts.
Yeah. Dude, there's so many. I keep them all.
You know who's having a real bad week? Hillary supporters in Cleveland.
Oh God!
Yeah. Pretty bad week, you know.
That is true.
How many were there? Is Cleveland a big Hillary city?
I can't remember.
Ohio went Trump, but
Hey, they still got LeBron, although the Cavs lost their first game. So that's good.
Basketball.
Sports corner. Sorry.
So
quick sports corner.
Yeah. So I don't know. Just to sum it all up, we got back on Trump, which
nice to be with you guys, and it's nice to laugh.
Yes, and it's nice to know. All of that time that I had watching games in Wrigley, and I will know that the year that I got hit in the face with a baseball is the year they won the World Series.
Yeah.
Is that a coincidence?
100%.
You're going to have to make this happen if you ever want to win the World Series again. You have to go back and somehow get hit.
And I just stand in the bleachers and then...
Please.
Just have a home run here, please.
Face up in the air.
And then drunkenly turning to some guy next to you. Like, I'm trying to get you.
Yeah.
God, you were so drunk that day.
I was
so hungover.
Yeah.
You were home sick.
It was one of the worst I've ever felt.
Yeah. I was nice. I was nice and at home.
I was nice.
I literally talked to a child that day to get Christina Demos that Cubs hat. That like actual Cubby hat. Because they only gave it to kids. And I walked up to the bar when we first walked through the bleachers, and it was Demos and I, and there was a child and his dad at the bar.
There was a child.
And I, instead of talking to the dad, like Christina started talking to the dad, I went, can you walk over there and get me one of those Cubs hats? And he was like, what? and then I talked to the dad. I was like, I'll buy you a beer if your son can walk over there and say, hey, can I get a Cubs hat? And he did, and now we have a Cubs hat.
Did you buy them that beer?
Yes, I did. I was a man of my word. You know what? There's very few things I am in life. We've talked about it.
Very few things that you are?
Yeah.
We're all talking about the few things.
That was so mean to me. But one thing I know for sure. is I'm a man of my word. So when that guy,
wow,
you know,
like I said, yeah, I agree with that. Thank you, are a man.
Yeah, of your word. I'm a man of my word, and I'll tell you something: Cheetos are okay.
Cheetos are not okay.
You're right. I'm not a man of my word anymore.
Cheetos are poison.
I don't know why I'm all jokes and talking about Cheetos today. And
yeah, what's with the Cheetos thing?
I don't know. Oh. I really don't know. I've just I haven't eaten in a while. Maybe it's like my mind going like, "Yo, what's up with those Cheetos?" Jeez. And then
I would
and
get then my, super high with you and eat Cheetos, but I could never eat them sober.
You bought them after the Halloween party.
I did.
They were Cheeto Puffs.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, that's right.
I got to. I need to Venmo you some dough. We came back here and there was
dough.
There was chips and beer, maybe, or something to drink.
There was beer. Beer and wine.
There were some things here. I don't know.
That was great.
Someone died. I don't know. Did there we was, talk about Halloween yet?
The,
I guess we did.
There was no. No, we did not. There was beer. There was wine.
That was also like only a week ago.
Yeah, there was beer. There was wine, and there was a standing 69.
There was a standing 69
right here. You were here, and you even went.
Yeah, I ate a lot of dough for that.
Yeah, dude, wow. Come on. I'm a man of my word. That. I'm a man of my word.
Stand blew each other.
Yeah,
that's great. who was upside down?
Yeah,
we had to keep taking chips because you know blood go to your head.
Oh, yeah, you gotta swap.
That, yeah. Like you're rotating?
Right, right, right. Just roll around rotating.
Yeah, like, don't the Oompa Loompas do that? And one musical numbers?
Like cartwheels? So with do all that, the blood in the dick and all the blood in the head sucking that dick, that's so much blood.
Do the Oompa Loompas roll around in standing 69, Josh? I'm gonna go ahead and say, I'm a man of my word, no.
No, I think they do tandem cartwheels where one person's got their hands at the feet in the hands, like they just go wee.
You know what?
Wee.
Well said.
Guys, well said.
Well said. So Halloween was fantastic.
Halloween was nuts.
Halloween was great. I had a really good time. It would have been last week's podcast, but we did the Chicago episode instead.
Got it. Yeah, Halloween was fun. We went to that party for the ooh, second time in a year.
Boy.
Second time.
And it did not disappoint.
So many. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, Brian and I have only been twice because we've been twice. Invited twice.
Yeah, right.
It's the same party that she used to have at her house.
We've only
no,
been, but, oh, well then I've been there.
Yeah, and it's the same people put throwing the party. They just haven't moved it to
okay, I've been there several years in a row then. Yeah, sure. No,
nope.
So have you. Come on.
No, I've only been twice.
Have you been there, Doctor Who?
Man of my word.
There was lots of people.
Man of my word, been twice.
I think I'm going to say this though. Well said.
Bones across the
table. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I had more fun at that Halloween party last year.
Yes, because they didn't run out of booze. There was a keg.
And there weren't 50 billion people there. Where you can actually move around and talk.
Yep.
So they're discussing the possibility of renting a venue next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of people.
Also, they were saying that they were very surprised at how few people brought booze. Because last year, everyone brought stuff.
Yeah.
And this year, there was like
that's probably why
triple the amount of people that came, and like a fraction of them brought anything. So it ran out.
I remember literally
seem weird.
I dropped off two cases of beer in like two 12-packs that Brian and I bought when we were at Captain Cork. And I put them in there and literally turn around and be like, oh, cool, we got like two beers. And I handed them out. And I went back, was like, there's nothing left. I was like, what?
Yeah, we probably brought the only beer that had been brought in the past like hour or something.
Yeah.
And we're just like, yeah, it's all gone. But it was still very fun.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah, our friend Haley and Leah.
Barely saw Haley, actually. That was crazy.
I was Draco Malfoy. Mm-hmm. Pretty excited about it.
I miss your hair already.
I know, so do I. I kind of do. But it's fine. It's normal again. I had Brian is looking at my head.
Looks good now.
Thank you.
And I like your current cut.
Well, thank you. He's talking to me, everyone.
I was, yeah. You guys both have really good, this, like, the cool, like, messy, straight hair guy look. It's very, very sexy.
Ooh. I thought you were going to say it's very... very Trumpy.
It's very standing 69.
It's not Trumpy at all. It's very standing 69. I'm just sad that all my hair is gone, I guess. That's all.
Brian, you got that buzz cut.
Yeah, I got that sweet, sweet buzz cut.
I like you with the buzz cut. I've said it multiple times.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Chad always says that, too. So, you know, good to know, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like maybe one of the main reasons I like it is I feel like I don't think I could pull that off. And so I
wonder what your head looks like, Shane.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to risk it. It's
right,
not, it's not a big risk.
It's a like, huge risk, because if it looks stupid, then, yeah, then what do you do? Wear a hat all the time?
Yeah, every audition and go to work, and that can't. So, but you have a nice shaped head, and so
thanks,
looks good. You got a good hairline, you can pull off the whole buzz cut thing.
Appreciate that. It feels good.
Yeah, super convenient.
Super convenient.
Yeah, I've not done the buzz cut since I was probably five.
Yeah.
But
it just feels real freeing to get it all off.
I was gonna ask this earlier, but I just forgot when you were saying that you didn't grow up a sports band or whatever, didn't
play. Oh,
did you ever play? So you played no sports as a kid?
No.
One of Leo did. I think maybe some football, but I don't know. But I know he always says he's a fat kid.
I played like catch with my dad and my brother.
But you were never on a team.
But I never did any organized. The first thing I ever did was when I was in like sixth grade or something, maybe. I like convinced my, or I don't know what, I don't actually know what age I was, but I convinced my parents to put me in basketball camp. Because I had made enough friends who played basketball that I was like, oh, this would be fun. But I was terrible at it. I never, you know, it was awful. And then I didn't even normally, like, regularly start playing basketball until I was, like, a senior in high school.
Yeah.
So pretty late, because most kids grow up, you know, when if they're, like, if your dad is into sports, you're fucking sports. Into sports.
Yep. Yeah, my parents, same. Both were not into sports at all. They liked reading. They liked movies and stuff like that. Sci-fi, fantasy, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I have no, that's fine. I have no regret it or anything.
Yeah, And yeah, so that was, sports were never a thing in our household.
Right.
But I did play, like, organized sports, like, several times.
Oh, you did?
I was on a soccer team twice.
Oh, cool.
Like, with YMCA, and I played baseball once.
Nice.
And, yeah, but I was not good.
Yeah.
But also when you're that young, the first time I played soccer, I was, like, super young. We literally just...
You're just running around.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know if we ever, I never scored. I don't know. All my memories of it is just, like, 10 kids standing in a circle, and the soccer ball's in the middle, we're all just kicking it, and it's going nowhere. Because we're just kicking
it. But, you know, it's like you're learning, I guess, at a young age, like, maybe what teamwork is on a small scale. You're getting exercise, which is great, of course.
Yeah.
Competition, I guess, is good to learn that, you know, winning feels good, and to be a good loser feels, you know, is good for you.
I was a great loser.
Yeah. Because you lost all the time?
Yeah.
Really great loser.
I was real bad at baseball. The only thing I wanted to do in baseball was just run from base to base. Like, I wanted to run. I wanted to run.
You should have done track.
Yeah. Well, no, I wanted to run from base to base. I wanted to run and make, like, home runs. Like,
Josh, what do you want to do? I want to make home runs.
I want to run. I want to run from base to base and make home runs. Also, I don't want to hit the ball, so how's that going to happen?
That was the problem. Like,
you could just be a runner, a designated runner.
My theory is, I don't know if I've ever said this on a podcast, but I never swung because I knew I was going to strike out. So I would just, you know, chance
just
the
hope for a walk.
Yeah, every time. And I got first base pretty regularly. It's pretty great. Because we're kids. They can't throw that great.
What's first base? Boobs?
Yeah.
Is that first base?
But I was so...
Or is it just kissing?
I thought that was oral.
Just... Wow. Oral first base. First base, I think, is standing 69.
First base, standing 69. Yeah. Second base, killer.
Third base, pro show.
Oh. That's, well, she's dead, so you never get the third base.
So,
it sucks.
Oh, so I was so wanted to run to the bases. Like, that was all I wanted to do. And so when I would get a walk, I would still run and slide first.
Slide. By the way, sliding first, big mistake.
I slid to every single one.
Big mistake.
I slid to every base. I never made it all the way home because then we always get out before I could get a chance. I never got to run.
Nobody ever RBI'd you, huh?
Mm-mm. I still don't know what that means. It's a real shit. But,
all of this makes me want to play slosh ball real bad.
So our final game of
anything
the season.
Anything if I'm drunk and high to get through this hell.
Yep.
Our final game of the season, we, you know, against a team that was good, and the coach, that was my final time at bat, he was like, you have to swing. He just swing. So I swung twice and missed.
Strike.
Yeah, strike. I'm never going to get first base.
And all he wanted to do was homer.
So, I just wanted to make home runs.
Just wanted homer.
Yeah, and so so the final pitch, I just leaned into it and took a baseball to the ribs. So I
so you get there?
So I can go to first base.
The ribs of all places.
Well, I mean, I just leaned in. That's where it hit me.
Yeah.
It felt like I knew where it was going to be. But I just leaned in and took a baseball. And so then I ran and slid to first.
I wish you played professional sports.
You got hit by a ball, which means you could just gently take your time walking.
Yeah, hit by the ball and then he sprinted and slid into first.
For no reason.
Further injuring his ribs.
Every time I did it.
Brian, my guess is he will get it in 4.
What RBIs means?
Yeah.
4?
4. I think he'll get it in 4.
I think it's just going to be shouting out, just random. I mean, if you have no idea what it means, what are you even going to...
I'm going to guess baseball terms, like run bat innings.
Okay, that's one.
Very...
That's one.
That's one, and it's pretty close.
It's one and also incorrect.
I didn't get any of the words right.
Hold on. First off...
No, but sort of.
So, it... Okay, so
runner.
Let's...
Runner, I work.
Let's guess. Okay. My first thing is I'm very excited that like it'll say he has 2 RBIs and Josh's first guess was run bat innings.
Run bat innings? Run bat innings?
Oh my god, the guy has 2 run bat innings.
Yeah. Like most, you know, acronyms, it is a sentence when you put
really?
You know, all the words when you put all the words out. And you were with 2 of your words, you were sort of close. Like, they, you know.
Running to base in the infield.
That's two guesses. Running to base, not a bad guess.
Not when I take a sip and I'm like looking over my computer to make sure it's still recording.
Yeah.
Do I hear Josh say,
"Run to base"? All right, let's give you. So it's a. We'll give you some hints. It's a really good thing.
Yeah.
For a
I always hear like, oh, they have a bunch of RBIs.
Yeah. So yeah, and then yeah, so take that into consideration. Yeah. Like running to bases in the infield, a lot of players do that throughout a game. So. Yeah.
Take that in consideration while you shout your answers.
Can I guess what it means without like what actually it's describing it without
Leo posed the question. I don't know,
yeah.
Leo.
Like, does it mean like if you're on like a second base and someone hits it and you get to run to home, but it's not a ball that you hit? Does that mean you were getting into home because someone else is
That is sort of correct.
Okay, is that what it means?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, you're getting,
it means you scored. Because somebody else.
Also, this is technically a game.
So,
feel free to use your Google,
you know,
which you do all the time.
No, feel free to cheat.
I'm not gonna cheat until you now say it's okay. To cheat. So if you know me walk to first, if I did eventually make it to home, that would have been an RBI based on other people hitting the ball.
If you made it to home, if you scored a run because one of your teammates hit a single or whatever, and you were on third. That's an RBI for that person.
Oh, you have to be from third?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere. If they hit a double and you were on second. If you made it home.
Based on someone else's hit.
Right.
If you as a...
It's not an RBI for you. It's an RBI for that person.
Oh,
that person,
you're getting someone else to home.
Yes. So if you have a grand slam and you hit a home run, you have three RBIs.
Oh, okay.
And a home run.
Yeah. And all he wants to do is home run.
Yeah.
Homer.
I guess that one.
You have to, well, for me to be correct, I said you would get it in four. Oh. Now I'm nervous as fuck.
Yeah. We're helping a lot.
Yeah, like I get the concept,
all right.
But I'm not trying to get these words.
My favorite, the first one was run bat inning is still,
run,
I think that's what it was.
Well, remember that a score is called a run. A point is called a run in baseball,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that could be helpful maybe for at least the R word.
he does that one last.
Here we go. Ready? It says the whole sentence. It's runs.
Yes.
Based. There's a pun there.
Oh, right.
Runs.
Yeah, there's definitely a pun. In this.
Runs based on what I did.
RBI is also known as RBIDs.
Let me tell you something about an RBI. It's a full sentence. That's the first caveat of an RBI. Hey, guys, I got a full sentence coming at you.
I mean, I guess technically, grammatically, maybe it's not a full sentence, but it spells out a phrase that is like...
My favorite is...
It makes sense.
The guy who has the
runs.
Most... That
what
we,
was the B? Based?
Well, it runs based
upon
what
upon.
I did. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Man, that guy's got two...
We have to email the Major League Baseball and tell them, please, God, change this to runs based on what I did.
All right, we're at three.
Okay, run.
And the first word is correct.
Yes. All right, runs.
Oh, should we? I mean, I feel like to have him get it this guess, he needs the B as well.
And there's lots of B's. It can be baseball. It can be fun.
Look at Brian's
If R is runs, right? And the three words together make like a distinguishable phrase. Right? It wouldn't be baseball, right?
Right.
Runs baseball. That's not it.
Brian Grace is like. Your face was so deadpan of like, please.
Runs bunt. Oh,
runs bunt.
Runs bunt. Right? I want you to get it so bad.
Me too.
Keep going. Just go bees.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I gotta go bees. I got the R. I don't know the I. I gotta go bees.
Runs bunted.
Runs bunt.
Oh, boy. Oh my god, runs bunted.
Okay, runs.
Just go bees. Just start naming bees and don't say baseball. don't say the name of the sport.
Is there a word between the R and the B?
No.
It's a full sentence and it goes right from the R to B?
RBI. It's, yeah, there's no like or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so it's not like runs.
And that's why I'm trying to amend my. It's not full correct with every.
Okay, no prepositions.
Right.
Okay, so it's not like runs while at bat.
Right. No, it is just those three words.
Oh, really? Oh, damn it. Okay.
So we got runs. So, okay, so, and I, like I said before, it's the person who hits the ball and makes a hit is the person who gets the RBI, right?
Yeah.
So they're, so what are, what did they do? Right, they're the batter. Good, good. Yeah, this is close. Good. What did they do? They did something to cause that run.
Yeah, they hit the ball.
Right.
Yeah, they had base hit. They,
what are they, but it could have been a double or a triple.
What are they again, Josh?
They're the batter.
Oh, interesting. Batter. Oh, I wonder if it's another,
version of that.
Version of batter, yeah. Because what did he do?
Baseball!
He hit the ball.
Yeah.
He batted the ball.
He what?
Batted. Runs batted.
Boom!
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We got two.
Now that's it. No more guesses. Back. This is the final guess to see if Josh can get RBI in four.
Runs batted. Infield?
Runs batted ice cream. I want to get this.
It's runs batted ice cream.
So yeah, when you get an RBI, great job, and when you come back around, you get ice cream.
You get it. I don't know if you notice every time a runner scores, there's somebody there with
an ice cream. I'm so disappointed. Yeah. I never got to leave like beyond second.
Runs batted.
It's don't innings? No. Don't over. It's very simple.
Runs batted in.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we did it.
I kind of want to make this a typical thing on the show of sports terms in like,
I have to guess.
Yeah, like acronyms.
I think that'd be
and
awesome.
Josh.
There's a million of them.
Yeah.
My favorite is still runs based on what I did. Yeah, put in there and everything.
And it is.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that.
And it is still technically true.
The concept
like,
is
yeah, the concept is right.
Wow, guys, this is wonderful.
That was awesome. That, Josh.
The only thing I'm thinking about is how terrible life is and also how helpful this is. This is the answer, I think.
Yep.
Be with your friends and laugh and live a good life.
Wow, wait. Isn't that exactly what I wanted from this podcast?
I think it was, yeah.
From episode 52, y'all wanted money and whores and...
Not whores. I don't want to pay for them.
Escorts.
No.
Oh.
Free pussy.
Oh.
Oh, that, you know what? Podcast
over. Once in a while, I'm going to quote Donald Trump. There was one.
There was one.
There was one quote.
Oh, man. What a fucking scumbag. Brian Colbert Kennedy 2020. That'll come back. And then again, no one listens to it. No one will ever find it.
I would be a pretty good president. This is horrible to say this. I would. The fact that I even have anything in common with him is terrible. Like Trump, I need to surround myself with people who know what they're talking about. But my mentality is correct.
For sure. Yeah. We agree on a lot of things.
How many young people are now inspired to be politicians so that they can stop people like Trump from being successful?
That's right, huge. Right. That's all you can really hope for at
like,
a
yeah,
moment
exactly.
Like
me
this.
Me personally, I'm like, okay, I kind of want to be president now. Just like,
No. I had said this last night at 4100 Bar when everyone was like freaking out.
By the way, big props to today's sponsor,
4100 Bar. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And RBI.
Thank you for throwing away half of my beer and then charging me for a new one.
Oh, come on, 4100 Bar.
It was a big douche for that.
Yeah. I literally had I walked up to him. You know, we'll talk about this for a second. Sure, what I was going to say, you know what? Fuck it, before I forget it.
This podcast is all about tangents.
I love it. You know what? Tangent sounds awful. That's a new name of the podcast. I get it that it sucks and it's the worst and like this is an awful moment, but like Josh said, or how many people are going to want to be politicians, or who is going to come out of the woodwork like a Bernie Sanders, like a younger Bernie that is going
young Bernie would be great.
Yeah, that's like a younger Bernie that's going to like show
John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, no, there you go.
Great.
Yes,
that would be
like
great
to show
the
us like
scopes that they have on guns now. You can't miss.
That's true. Table noise. To show us the light and like to take us like JFK, like another JFK might come out of this because that is something that's going to blow my mind. Is like this is my hope that in 4 years there is a either Democratic or Republican,
or maybe 2 years or 3 years,
or yeah, maybe 2 years or 3 years. There is a Democrat, no, because then Pence would be president. Yeah, head fucking Mike. There is a like. Somebody is going to come up, and they're going to be the next like JFK, or even, and I feel very comfortable saying this, like Obama again, where you just take over and you say, no, this is wrong. We're going to go to Mars. We're going to fucking amend all of this. This is the world that we live in. This is what's up. And he's going to win like 90% of the votes, because that's what America, I hope, is really all about. And this was a fucking fluke, and it's a fluke, and it's going to be a fluke for 4 years. So that's my hope.
I mean, it'll be really helpful when all the people of Trump's generation are dead.
I mean, the man like, definitely told people to hold on.
As people keep dying from a
time gone by.
Right, era, the better it's going to be.
Yeah.
There will still be the people in all the red states that they're, you know, their mindset with their children and stuff, which is bad, but at least those people will be gone. Can't wait for that.
I'm with you on that.
Like you just said, the amount of 18 to 25 year olds that voted for Clinton was unbelievably overwhelming.
Yep.
The youth, you know, want, the up and coming want a lot of different
and that's a very, very cool, like just knowing that that's coming behind us.
We're just going to have to sit through 4 years of shit, or two or three if somebody kills them. Or he gets impeached or whatever. Who knows
what the fuck's going to happen. But I'll tell you what happened at 4100 Bar for a show.
For sure.
All right, Brian.
Yep. What happened at
4100
Bar?
Say, Josh, can I see your glass?
Josh, can I see your glass? All right, here's a glass. I gave it to Leo.
All right. So I have this glass in my hand, Josh.
There it is.
And Brian, this glass is half, like right here.
Right
maybe.
Under the Deadpool. Right. That looks like a bottoms-up Deadpool glass that Josh's very good friend bought for him.
Huh. It
sure is.
Wonder who that was. I would say it was a quarter full. So like right here. So for those listening.
Okay.
Put it on the bar. Top. Not anywhere else. Put it on the bar top. Took my hand away. It said, sir, can I grab another Stone IPA from you? He goes, sure. Grabs this. Throws it. Just literally pours it right into the sink. And I was like, oh, I was still working on that. And he goes, oh, were you? And I was like, yeah.
What led up to this? What was happening?
Nothing.
Did you already piss him off or something?
No, not at all. No, I did nothing else. You know, like, I didn't even talk to another guy. And he just pours it out and he goes, all right, and that'll be seven for the stone. And I was like, oh, well, I was still working on that one. And he goes, okay, you were. And that was it. Nothing happened. There was no lead up. There was nothing else. Maybe I'm a loud person in general, so he was mad about that.
What an asshole. That's really ridiculous.
Yeah. And I was just like, all I kind of wanted was just literally that little bit of stone back. And it was like, but at the same time, I was like, I paid for that asshole.
Yeah. You just threw out probably $2.
Whatever. All the bartenders there are so nice. Yeah, it's so dumb.
So here's the map. So yeah, it's just like, you know, the race to 270. So just on the, based on votes of 18 to 25 year olds, you know, just needing 270, Clinton had 504 and Donald Trump at 28.
Wow.
Yeah. I was surprised that it's
the young people that, you know, this decision is going to affect the most.
The old white people that are voting for Trump. Poor old white people who think that that is somehow a good idea.
Yeah. Or rich white people.
Well, they definitely did.
Yeah. Who want to get richer because he's going to make really weird trade deals that help his company.
Except the stock market just crashed. Already went down huge.
Yeah.
It went down huge.
It does. It goes down with every new president because you don't know.
Huge.
Let's jump into reviews. This has been somber and sad enough.
Have you guys been watching stuff?
Oh, we watched Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I was going to review Doctor Strange unless you were. Or we could both do it. That's new. I mean, fuck, 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you liked it, Brian, I reviewed the 90s.
I did like it very much. Did you say in the description that I was going to like that review?
I was like, you're not going to like it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't like it when I review soup or something.
No, come on, I love
we could, soup. We could both review it and talk about like different points to what we like. That'd be new.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of anything else. I haven't watched like Orphan Black or...
Black Mirror. I did. A Dead Spider is still there from 2 weeks ago. I should probably throw that out.
Yeah, throw out that Dead Spider.
Leave it.
Mascot.
I'm gonna think about what I watched.
Actually, I'll have Josh review Doctor Strange. I need someone to throw it to me first.
Hey, Leo.
Yes, Josh. I'm very snotty. I apologize.
You're a snide little snoot.
I'm a snide little snoot.
That is the first we've ever been to the podcast. Yep. Everyone knows inside joke.
Yeah, inside joke from when Brian just texted us one letter P at like 3 in the morning.
Super drunk. So sometimes we don't know what to say in the bed. Question mark P.
Go ahead.
Leo.
Yes.
Will you please give us a 3-word review of?
I'm going to do the season 3, episode 1 of Black Mirror.
Aha.
Leo, will you please give us a three?
I haven't watched the show, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't watched the new season yet. Three-word review of the first episode of Season 3, the Netflix Now exclusive Black Mirror, followed by a snotty Snoop cameo.
Ooh, perfect. Haven't watched it.
Oh.
P. Just kidding, I watched it.
Haven't watched it.
Well, P. All right, here we go. Future. Social. Scary. So, Social, the entire episode actually stars, I was going to say Evan Rachel Wood, but that's way wrong. They look, or I was going to say the girl from Jurassic World, that's way wrong. Who is Ron Howard's daughter?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Thank you. She is the main actress in it. It takes place in a, basically the whole thing about Black Mirror is, it's very, I want to say anti-technology, but it's not necessarily. It's just like, what if humans had the worst of that technology? And in this case, it's like social media and like, think of like the rating of like your Uber driver, but you have that for every encounter at every moment. So like, if I go get coffee, I have to rate that person. And the lower your rating is the lower your things that you're allowed. So like to rent a car, you need to have at least a rating of 4 to like,
just
to
like general interactions with people.
Yeah. To get like, and you say general, but like at this
more specific.
And then the whole point of this thing is like this one guy broke up with his boyfriend.
It's not like a good idea.
It's a really good idea. The whole show is cool.
Thought about that too. Like, once I started driving Uber, I was like, man, I wish you could do this in other aspects.
Like, yeah, but this is like the other end of that where it goes way horribly wrong because, I don't want to spoil it, but there's this one person that she meets, a 2, and it's like she is a 4.5 and she's trying to like get even higher and like she has to go to like a specialist how to do it. So it's like scary, I said, in a way of like, it's very well done. It's 40, an hour long. It's very well acted. There's some great scenes.
And Bryce Dallas Howard, she was in Jurassic World.
That is her. Okay, I thought that was
the Jessica Chastain.
Thank you. That's the one I keep thinking. Ooh, I got snot on my arm.
Oh, nice. Nice news.
And then what was my other word? What was my last one?
Future scary social.
Social, yeah. So it's a future that would be very frightening because now everyone, like, what they do is you see them like, hi, how are you? Ooh, thank you so much for the coffee. No, you're welcome. Thank you. And then they immediately go, boop, boop, and they rate right in front of each other, and they walk away, and then they're like waiting for their rating, and they're like, oh, do you like me? Whoa. It's super weird, super frightening. And then like when bad stuff happens, or you yell at somebody, like they're like, ooh, 3 stars or something. And it's just, it's really good. The second or third episode is a thing called Playtest that everyone keeps telling me to watch.
Playtest?
It's like, I think like a VR, thing about in Black Mirror. So like, there's one, Brian, I think you would really like, I think it's episode 1 or season 1 or 2 of Black Mirror. There's only like 4 or 5 episodes per season.
Oh.
So it's not huge.
Where is it?
Netflix. But there's one that like, you have implants in your head, and you can relive all your memories.
Oh, yeah.
And in one of them...
My friend mentioned this to me, actually.
Yeah, and in one of them, a guy tried to, basically got cheated on, and he walked in on it, and he had to constantly relive that moment. So, like, what would you do if...
Wait, why would I like that?
I'm just saying, like, and it's a very good, like, relationship-wise type thing. Cause,
you trying to tell me that somebody cheated on me, and I don't know about it?
No!
Just tell me, who was it?
Me,
son of a bitch.
I cheated on you. No, I'm just I think you would like that because it's very well acted. It's very well done. It's and it's about kind of just like love and losing it and lust and stuff like that. And I think you and me share a lot of conversations like that.
Got it.
So I think you'd like it. I think you should watch it.
Check it out.
Not all of them are winners. I will say that, but there's this episode, the latest one. I was like, yep, that's awesome. So I enjoyed it. Conversation over. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Yeah, you go. Hey, Josh.
Yes.
Could you please, for us, for the three of us and Donald Trump's America, review and for definitely review this for Snooty Snooty. Can you review for us in three words, no more, no less, the brand new movie starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Tilda Swinton, entitled Doctor Strange, followed by just a run of the mill cat meow.
Just normal as fuck. Please. Bones across the table. Haven't done that in a while. But Josh, feel free.
Josh, wait. Thank you.
Visuals. Slower.
Incorrect.
Wow. Wrong. That was another word that was. So many words have been saying.
People have been talking.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing my words so that I have lots of
words. Got it.
RBIs, you know? Makes full sense.
Runs makes full based sense. On what I did.
Visuals. Slower.
4D. Sorry, Shane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Visuals.
Very trippy, very, very cool looking film. All the magic stuff they do in the astral plane is just like very pretty to watch.
Cool.
And, right, sometimes like screensaver.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's cool.
I would like to do drugs with you, Brian, and go see this movie.
I'm not invited, apparently.
You have seen it twice now, Josh. If you would like to come, please.
Josh, I'm sorry. Leo and I have plans, and we don't have any room for anyone else.
We don't have any room or enough drugs.
Oh, man.
Leo, that sounds great. That sounds great.
Just Leo.
Slower. It is an origin story because it's a new character. It's the first, like, you know, new, you know, characters movie that we've had since Ant-Man. You know, most of the other ones now are, like, their second and third, so we're not a lot of establishing stuff. So it takes a little longer to kind of set some stuff up. And also the visual stuff is so crazy and cool to watch that I feel like when we come back to those normal conversations, that feels slower.
Yeah.
Based
yeah.
on just like, that was awesome! And I'm going to talk some more. But it's still enjoyable, but it just feels like you're just wanting more visual stuff to happen.
Yeah.
So hopefully the sequel is just like crazy. Once they kind of get all this like character set up out of the way, they just do a lot more cool magic stuff. But that part was so awesome. And then 4D, I've seen it twice. I saw it first in 4DX, where the chairs move and there's smells and... water blasts and the seats punch you and all this kind of stuff.
It's pretty awesome.
And then I saw at the Chinese theater, which is like the world's biggest IMAX.
Yeah.
And, you know, sound visuals was awesome in that one. But I think I actually had more fun watching it in 4D. And it might have been different if, you know, I'd seen one than the other, you know. But in fact, I saw it in 4D first. And like when he's like shooting through all these crazy things and your chair's moving along with it, it's like a ride. And then to go see an IMAX and the chairs aren't doing that. I'm like expecting it to. I'm like, oh, I'm not going.
But if you did it the other way, it would be.
Yeah. But it looked really awesome the second time I saw it. I was like, oh, this is still really cool. But I didn't feel like, whoa, like when like he's flying through the sky and like you feel like you're doing it too. So like that rush part wasn't there.
Yeah, it's a visually just outstanding movie. Nice. That's what I'm saying. Like trippy, like when Josh said trippy, like that's one of those things where I don't smoke a lot of pot. But man, do I want to smoke some drugs and go see this movie.
But yeah, it's like,
cool.
Yeah, like DVDs have always, a lot of some DVDs have featured like, you know, favorite scenes where you just like watch,
all DVDs.
Scenes. But like, I've never done that.
I haven't watched a DVD.
Oh my God, but I've never understood the point of that feature. Like, why would you just like have like your favorite scenes like highlight? Like, you're just going to go watch it. But like, that'd be a movie where like, I would just want to watch the parts where he just goes into the astral realm and just does crazy magic stuff. Just watch them, like,
yeah, because when he get we'll go see it when he on drugs with just you and me. When he goes,
Ryan and Leo, no one else.
Ryan and Leo, no one else.
Doing drugs and watching movies, no one else is there. It's just the two of us.
Give me all the pot, give me all the coke, give me all the heroin. Let's go do drugs and then forget to see the movie and stay on the street.
Josh walking by himself to home plate, getting free ice cream on the way. Hey, Josh, where's Brian and Leo? I don't know. I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. I left to see a movie, and now I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. On drugs on the street.
So, same day, boy.
But I got so much ice cream. I'm Josh.
Someone else got an RBI. Now I know what that means.
Nice. Guys, I love us. Josh, keep going.
We're pretty great. I was done. I said my 3 words.
You did?
Yeah. Okay.
Talk about.
I can't talk too much. I'm already late for an audition, so I need to...
Oh, we're done. Brian, what do you got?
Gotta go!
So I'm going to put on my shoes and stuff while Brian does his review.
Okay. But
Leo, it's Leo's own to Brian.
Oh, yeah, this is perfect. We don't need you.
Yeah, it's just like us. I'm throwing to him all the drugs.
Josh, come back. Josh, don't come back.
Josh, come back.
Don't go back.
Don't come back.
Josh, come back.
Josh has a big audition for a major motion picture.
Wow.
Yep.
That's great news.
Yep. You know, it's. I think he's the first he's heard of it as well. All right, what do you got? What do you got, Brian? What do you want to review?
I'm going to review. I didn't watch anything, really, so I'm going to review. I did just spend a few days hanging out with my mom.
Oh, God, please review that.
Review Hanging with Mom. Over. Hanging with Jude's. When you throw it to me, can you say
Hanging with Jude's? Kind of sounds like dudes, and that's all right, too. Hey, Brian.
Yes?
Could you please do all of us a favor here at Donald Trump's America? His face. Oh, God, he's losing it. Could you please do us, all of us here, a favor at Normally Normal's Probably Sounds Awful podcast and give me a 3-word review of Hanging with Jude's.
Thanks.
Mama Colbert, lovely woman. So bummed I missed her. That was Friday when I was sick. I apologize.
I'm glad you're feeling better. It sounds like you're feeling a little better.
Anyway. Yeah, a little snotty. It's cool.
Snotty old snoot.
Followed by a... Obviously, your mom birthed you.
She did.
If you were a cat, the sound of you coming out of your mother, if you were a cat instead of Brian.
Very interesting.
Oh, yeah. A cat meow. Thank you so much.
So, if I was born a cat to my mother?
To your also mother.
My human mother.
Yes, your human mother.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Hanging with Jude's.
Love. Chill. Respect.
Yeah. The look back of you as a cat.
I was coming out in first, but then looked back to see I was coming out.
Saw that you had a human.
Female human
mother. Love. Respect, dude. That's awesome. Tell me about it.
And chill. That was my third one. Second one,
right? Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, so my mom just got to Mexico yesterday.
That's awesome.
On her way to leaving for Mexico, she stopped to hang out in L.A. with Braga. That's me.
That's you, Braga. Hello.
And it was really awesome. She's never really hung out in L.A. before, so just having her with me was cool. It worked out perfectly because my third roommate just moved out, so I had a room for her.
Oh, nice.
Chill in.
Also awful. Bye, Ellie.
Bye, Ellie. But she's happy. We're happy. It's all
cool.
So I was sort of like, I'm not like the best tour guide, so I was sort of nervous about like, oh, what do we do? How do I show her LA? But my mom is super chill and like sort of just wants to like hang.
Yeah, your mom's amazing. The best.
So we just hung out a lot, me and her dog and Chad. We got to see Josh for a second. She met a couple other friends of mine. We definitely went and had some good food. I just love her very much.
Yeah.
And she's on her. She's doing something.
You don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no. Yeah. She's, I just respect her because she, that's why I said respect.
You had such a good post about it on Facebook. Yeah. I enjoyed that a lot.
Oh, good. Good. She is, she quit her job that she doesn't, I mean, it's a good job, but she just didn't, you know, she wasn't passionate about it. And she decided to, sort of, like put everything on the table and take a huge risk by she quit. She's like just taking the money that she has, which is like, you know, not a lot, and just going down to Mexico to try and live and work there helping animals because she loves animals so much. And that's like her number one passion. So
it's one thing I hear about Mexico is like there's literally dogs just roaming the streets.
Animals
roaming. And I guess just foreign countries in general, just like roaming the streets.
Yeah, if the countries don't put any, or if they put too little effort, you know, and resources and money into making sure that, you know, animals aren't reproducing like that and shit, they're just everywhere. They're just starving and like running, looking for trash to eat. It's very sad, so.
That's very cool. That's very cool of your mom.
Volunteering at vets and animal rescue places and groomers, anywhere she can to help, you know, get the ones who are sick and stuff healthier, find places for them to live, and, you know, get adopted, and then, you know, also, like, reduce the all the reproduction.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome. And she's, yeah.
Your mom rocks. I'm sorry I missed her.
That's problem. She says hello. She loves you guys. She was very happy to see Chad and Josh at least. And
I saw her.
It's fucking this guy's wearing.
I should have reviewed Hanging with Jude's too.
Hanging with Jude's. It was really great. She's a really awesome, inspiring woman.
I know, because I know you. That's Thanks. How I know that she is a great woman.
Yeah, she is. So pretty awesome. I'm so glad she gave birth to me instead of a kid.
I agree.
You raised a pretty great mom.
Unless you're just a giant cat man, then I'd be okay with that.
Can you imagine?
I mean, you're close. Sometimes your hair looks like.
The front door here, I just like crack back into the four-legged animal and run away.
I can see that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Just fur bursting out everywhere. Animorph. What a huge
fucking Animorph book. All right, well.
You look like a real man.
Thank you. An undead man?
You do actually look like a little lumberjack boy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, okay, Mr. Lumberjack. Nice. Brian says look like a real man.
Yeah.
Look like a little lumberjack.
Also, fuck you. You said I look like a mossy sloth.
Mossy sloth?
Mossy sloth?
How does my hair look right now?
I guess mossy sloth.
God damn it.
Come on. I don't know what that means.
He said like my hair looked like green in the light.
And the bright light where we're at, it worked.
Wandering.
I can't really tell right now. It just looks.
Yeah. I didn't notice it when we were home.
And then it definitely looks like you've been dying it too much. Like it's damaged.
Oh, it's damaged for sure.
Just kidding. Come on.
It's damaged for sure.
Come on.
You know what? This is the best. Let's go ahead and end this sad fest. But it turned out great. I think we kind of. Anything we can end with hanging with Jude's.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Goodbye, cruel world and podcast listeners. We are done.
No, at least Jude's. At least we have people that we love. Around us,
yeah,
and there is, there are people who are kind and compassionate. We just have to spread that to everyone else.
Where is the love?
I don't know.
Good point. ladies and gentlemen, for podcast episode 55 of the Normally Normal Presents, probably sounds awful.
Boom.
Said that way weird. Who gives
it's
a shit?
We like weird. Weird's good.
Weird is good. Weird is good. I have been one.
Is weirdly weird.
I have been one of your hosts. I am the Animorph Star. I go from a boy into an eagle.
Whoa.
My name is Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317, or you can find me at my house and go ahead and stab me in the chest if you find me and end this cruel thing called life.
Right in the chest.
Hey, Lumberjack Boy.
Hey, I am Josh Patton, real man / Lumberjack Boy. I'm also another Animorph Star, literally turned from a man into a starfish. It's very inconvenient. Can't do much. Just chilling, you know? Just chill out. Netflix and chill by myself.
But if somebody cuts one of your arms off, you grow back.
Hell yeah, man. But I'm on Twitter at PattonUnderscore. I now know what RBIs are, so watch out.
Hell yeah. I am your third Animorph Star host. I turned into a kitty cat, as previously mentioned. And also my human name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can find me on Twitter, _BPCK. And in prison for probably doing something very bad soon.
Bye.
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 See ya. Later, America.
Rest in peace.
Love everyone. Come on, space. Kill us.